Now on Prime, voting rights taking center stage tonight. We're tracking hundreds of bills under consideration in nearly every state. Proponents say the measures are designed to make our elections more secure and transparent. Critics label them voter suppression. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rudy Beshabazi.
And I am Aaron Nolan. We're giving you both sides of this story tonight. According to the Brenton Center for Justice, a bipartisan public policy institute, lawmakers in these states are advancing bills which could impact voter access, especially in minority communities.
Members of the group say legislatures in Texas, Georgia, and Arizona have the largest number of bills up for consideration, more than 100 proposals between the three states.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign a wide-ranging bill into law in a few days, just weeks after Georgia's governor signed a controversial bill. The legislation includes new voter ID and signature requirements. It stops the mailing of unsolicited ballots to voters. There are also new rules on ballot drop boxes, like making them available only when early voting sites are open in some counties. And the proposal only allows election workers to distribute food and water near polling places. Republicans say the bill improves transparency.
It's all about continuous improvement to make sure that we have a system that is going to work well to ensure that we have that safe, secure, transparent, and fair election.
But Democrats are offering a different outlook on the bill. They say the rights of voters are under attack.
This is disingenuous. This is all about voter suppression. This is about making it harder for people, hardworking folks, to get their butts to the polls.
In addition to Florida and Georgia, lawmakers in Michigan have approved a similar proposal.